You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Scam Wow!
Welcome to Scam Wow!
I'm Caitlin Bradnick.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams!
And we love scams!
Guys, we love scams. We love you. We're so happy to be here. And it's one of our favorite episodes.
Mailbag!
That's when you call us and you tell us that you love us and then you tell us scams or you tell us what we said wrong and you correct us and you're basically our family members who've been we've been waiting to talk to. I feel like we talk to you, but we like it when you talk to us as well.
When you talk back to us. Mm-hmm. And you guys did so much. We asked you for research.
We did.
And you did research and you brought us some good scams. So thank you.
This is a great community, you guys. You should all be proud. You're part of a lovely community that supports each other, leaves voicemails, and makes two ladies obsessed with scams feel great.
Feel great.
Yeah.
Ah, makes two women who have, you know, inherently low self-esteem. Yes. If I may be so bold,
yeah,
feel a little bit better about themselves.
Yes, women who talk about all their issues, all of their like depression, anxiety, and you make us feel loved, and that's what we need in this day and age.
Speaking of which, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, we have a new episode out all about our mental health.
Oh, so you guys, it's so fun. We go over like doses. I mean, this is like the fun, gritty, deep stuff that I love. Like, my mouth waters when someone's like, this is my dose of Prozac. And I'm like, tell me every detail. How many times a day?
I will tell you, Caitlin, that after we had that conversation, I fucked with my dosage this week. And that's probably why I had such a bad week. Now my sponsor is painting me a watercolor to put in my thing that says take your meds to put in my bathroom.
Oh, I love that. So can everyone make us watercolors and say things like take your meds, brush your teeth before bed? Like, I want like adult things.
I know.
Beautifully written in my home. Anyway,
guys. We've got some good scams from you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll just get to them.
Guys, this is a really sweet little message and it just made us happy. Hi, Sue and Caitlin. I just finished listening to your episode on fucking sociopath Belle Gibson. What in the ever-loving Kentucky Fried bullshit is wrong with her? Yes. While you were talking at the end about her becoming an Oromo, why? Exclamation, question, question mark, question, explanation. Now she's going to co-opt another group's identity? I know, Rebecca. She said, insane, but seriously, I wonder if she's lying so much and trying to be anyone else because she's trying to disassociate from herself. Anyway, I can't handle her bullshit either. I love you too, Rebecca. Rebecca, that's amazing. That's an amazing insight.
Rebecca seems really cool.
Rebecca, we're friends now, just so you know. We agree.
So many capital letters and exclamation marks in this email that she's...
And that's how we text.
Yeah, that is how we text and talk.
That's how we respond. But yeah, Rebecca, I think... Do you think she's like doubling down in this new identity? Because... So guys, we did an episode on Belle Gibson, not to be confused with Mel Gibson, because that's what it sounds like to all of us. An Australian scammer who convinced everyone that she had cancer, terminal brain cancer, and she didn't. It's one of our episodes. I deep dive. I do a lot of research, and it was so stressful for me to research it because I wanted to get it right. But this person is crazy. So even when you think you're doing the correct research, her stuff is insane. So you just are constantly second guessing yourself because she keeps changing the facts. It's nuts. But yeah, I think she really... like wants to be a spokesperson. It's like, ooh, these people have something that they're complaining about. I'm going to represent them. And it's like, nobody wants you to. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs you to jump in and have this like weird Madonna complex.
She kind of reminds me of Rachel Dolezal. You know, the lady with the racial identity crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least Rachel Dolezal, she's insane, but she kept to one thing. She's like, look, this is, I'm going to change my race. I'm going to, you know, do all this crazy, insane stuff. And that's what I believe in. But Belle Gibson is like, so guys, just a little preview. She's in court getting sentenced for all of these frauds that she was committing about lying about cancer, and in court going on Facebook groups saying that some other special cleanse changed her eyesight color, like her eye color.
It's
like
just,
she's so compulsive.
It's beyond.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I honestly, maybe Rebecca, I don't know. Like maybe she's not trying to disassociate. Maybe she can't help herself because
like there's something she's wrong.
Ready. Yeah. She joined that Master Fat Cleanse and went under a pseudonym of a man's name with her last name. Very confusing. Also, what if it's Mel Gibson this whole time?
That's what it is. It's been Mel Gibson.
It actually is Mel Gibson. Thank you so much, Rebecca. We're obsessed with you.
We're obsessed.
Okay, this one is from Douglas Trapasio. He said, hi, ladies, love your podcast. Here's one you could have a lot of fun with from right here in my backyard of Chicago. This guy worked right in the open. He even had a podcast for a while. I would hear his commercials on Sirius, the channels that aired commercials, and I always asked the same question, what is this thing? Okay, so then he lovingly sent us a link to the Chicago Sun-Times. The article's titled Income Store Owner Indicted on Wire Fraud Charged for Alleged $75 Million Ponzi Scheme. So what happened, and we're going to put it in the episode notes because we want to get into this. Basically, an Illinois man was operating a Ponzi scheme. He told everyone that if they invested with him, investors would get up to 20% of their initial investment or 50% of website revenues, but it wasn't anything real. It was all fake. He operated under the division name The Income Store. That's it.
What?
His company was called Today's Growth Consultant Inc. His company was Today's Growth Consultant Inc., which also operated under a division name The Income Store, which is bizarre. And so he would then pay earlier investors with what new investors had given him, which is just like so common for all these schemes. And it said that he was accused of spending his investors' money to pay his mortgage and on a relative's tuition. But you know what? College is expensive. That's the one side.
You got to pay for it however you can.
Wow. I mean, I'm really, if my uncle just paid out, my parents would be so relieved.
I would ask no questions. None.
No, I'm like, you know what? You do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. So he had over 500 investors from January 2017 to October 2019. So he's in court right now, and he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. But we don't know. So we're staying tuned, and I will have the link at the show notes. But that is so interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us. It's so funny. There are these tiny little schemes with incredible amounts of money in like everyone's town. Mm. Every town has this tiny little thing that is just nuts.
I'll be honest with you. I love a Ponzi scheme.
I know.
I don't like victims. I don't like, you know, people losing money.
No.
But something about it is just fascinating to me.
Ponzi is also an adorable name for something really terrible.
Oh my gosh. Ponzi. Ponzu.
It's like a Furby.
Pansy. There's so much.
I know. It's like it's a little tiny Furby scheme where he's like a little tiny fuzzy little cuddly. It's like a Popples.
Oh,
yeah,
just
I love
a Ponzi scheme.
They're so tiny and adorable.
It's cute.
They are really cute. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Enough of that. We support, for some reason, I guess, guys, guess what? We support this.
We don't support. We just love.
We don't support. We just, we adore. We don't advocate. Ponzi scheme that pays for someone's tuition, but we don't approve of it. And also, I'm sure someone lost their home mortgage. So that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but we're distant. Well, I don't need to keep talking. We just love a Ponzi.
Hi, this is a message for ScamWow. My name is Sarah. I'm a lifelong Houstonian, and I was listening to your episode that you did a while back about the Astros scandal, and everybody thought it was so weird that Jose Altuve's wife was jealous because he ripped off his jersey, and then later on told his teammates not to rip it off because his wife would be upset. I just want to say, like, we're all Houstonians are sick about the scandal that went on with the Astros. So when that happened with the wife, that was sold to us way before, I think it was, like, more national news on a more local news story. It was sold to us because since the Astros won in 2017, Astros' wives have been a big part of the game. For one reason, Kate Upton is married to a star Astro, Justin Verlander, and she even has what's called like a Kate Upton sweater that's like a big deal in Houston. It's an Astros sweater that Kate Upton wore one time, and now guys and girls wear it, and everybody is like buying up. They can't keep in stock these Kate Upton sweaters that run almost $200. Carlos Correa got engaged. He proposed to his then fiance at the 2017 World Series. So it was sold to us at first, like it was like a cute little thing, like, oh, Jose Altuve has been cute with his wife and she doesn't want to deal with like mending his jersey or taking it to get mended or whatever, which just seemed like a sweet thing. And now looking back after we know the scandal thing, it does seem weird. But we did on a local level hear that story way before and it was sold to us as something sweet. Of course, now that we know with the scandal going on, although the buzzers were not confirmed, yes, of course, it seems weird to everybody. And it's kind of weird that immediately at first, before anybody even asked about the jersey, it was pushed in our face that his wife would be upset if he tore it off. So just wanted to say that. Thanks. The callback number is 8.
I don't like, I feel like women always have to be the bad guy. So I just didn't like that he blamed it on his wife. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, my wife won't let me rip my jersey off. So that's what bothered me about the story. But apparently they knew about that already and thought it was cute.
Yeah. Also, that sweater that Kate Upton was wearing is cute and I do want it. And it is $200.
All right. Now we have an email that is a well-researched scam from a user named Lindsay. And this is like a little mini scam for you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay. Dear Caitlin and Sue, first of all, hi. I'm a huge fan of the podcast and listen to it every day at work. Oh my God, yay.
Thank you.
You both are so funny and I love all the interesting stories. I find myself having to stifle a laugh at my desk, so you guys are doing a great job.
Yes, I love a stifled laugh. That means the world to us.
This is my kind of email.
Yeah.
I'm emailing because I wanted to bring a scam to your attention as it makes me so mad and hurts so many people. The scam is predatory law schools.
Oh, as I know a person nothing about this.
I didn't, yeah. As a person, but I do believe that college is a scam fully, so it makes sense. As a person who is starting law school in the fall, I feel like I have researched every corner of the law school realm pretty much obsessively, and after learning about predatory law schools, my blood is boiling with how much they take advantage of people and scam them out of their time and money. Yeah, so she gave us some good articles, which we'll put in the show notes. And then she goes on to say...
Really smart.
Yeah, she's very smart. She goes on to say, predatory schools are small, often for-profit schools that accept thousands of students into their classes every year with promises of great scholarships and almost guaranteed acceptance. Any law school hopefully will recognize them as small schools that email you incessantly with promises of certain scholarships before they have ever seen your resume or your application.
Ooh.
The students that end up getting lured into these schools are traditionally students who have performed lower on the LSAT and have scores of GPAs that make them feel like there is nowhere else that will accept them. These students believe that any law degree is better than no law degree at all, but don't understand how much someone can take advantage of them and their aspirations. Many of these low-ranked, according to U.S. News and World Report rankings, schools charge around the same price as their higher-ranked top-tier counterparts, around $250,000 total for cost of living and tuition at the end of 3 years. These predatory schools promise students great scholarships, which can be appealing, but many of them are conditional on maintaining a certain grade point average.
Hmm. So they're hoping that they don't do very well.
I guess, yeah.
They lose it, yeah.
This all sounds hunky-dory, except when you consider that law school is graded on a curve. That means when a law school offers a scholarship contingent on maintaining a 3.0 GPA, every student that takes that looks at it saying, that's not so bad, I did way better than that in undergrad. However, the law school curve at that specific school may ensure that two-thirds of the students fall beneath the curve and that two-thirds will lose their scholarships after the first semester. Many students will then rationalize taking out loans to pay for the rest of school because they have already uprooted their lives to be there. So school that they believed would be originally half tuition or tuition-free is now costing them $200,000 or more, plus interest accumulating on loans.
That's horrible.
That's insane. Some of these schools will also set their curve median so low, so even the students excelling have a low GPA and are unable to transfer to a higher ranked school later on.
Whoa.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Now, there are many people who take out this amount of money every year to attend law schools like Columbia, Yale, Duke, and many others in the top tier. But these students are typically able to repay the money due to the connections to high-paying jobs that schools like these provide, and the fact that almost all of the top-tier schools have loan repayment programs that can aid students that choose to go to into lower-paying public sector jobs.
Hmm.
Almost every school in the top tier and many in the top tier or the second tier do not have these GPA conditional scholarships. When they offer you money to attend, that money will be yours unless you actually fail out of school or drop out. Mm-hmm. Predatory schools often fall in tier 3 or 4, meaning they are ranked 100 or below in the U.S. News and World Report rankings.
Wow.
Many people believe taking on this sort of debt for any law school is okay because of the myth that if you have a law degree, you can get a high paying job.
Yeah.
And we'll soon recoup that debt. But these high paying jobs usually go to the graduates of the top-tier prestigious schools, not the schools that are low in rankings and at risk of losing their accreditation. You can lose your accreditation when less than 30% of your students are passing the bar after graduation, and these schools are almost falling beneath the mark, which is crazy. Many graduates from these predatory schools graduate without gaining a job, or they simply are given low-paying jobs by the school for the time being so that the school can report that they are employed on reports. These jobs given are typically financed by the tuition dollars students that are still in the school have been scammed into paying. These students paying for the graduates' temporary jobs don't know that they are about to be in the same situation. Additionally, there are law school deans of these predatory schools walking away from a school with $867,000 salaries while their students swim in debt. Who knew it paid so well to be in charge of a law school that is considered failing? So very much like an MLM, and it all is wrapped up in a pretty bow of a law degree.
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense. I know it's sort of a rambling, but I do love your show and can't wait to see what other scams you guys have in the future. This is a sad one, but hope you guys find it interesting. Best regards, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay. While reading that, I think I realized that I went to a scammy college.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was exactly like my college.
No way. Like,
I applied to all these schools and I am not someone who can take a test very well. Neither can I. No, I had very low SATs and only got into this one school that I ended up going to that kept kept emailing me and kept like sending me mail and kept offering me scholarships. And then my scholarships were contingent on 3.0. And I kept them all and it was fine. But I did have a little bit of debt, but that's how I went to college.
Yeah. No, I did horrible on my SATs. Mm-hmm. And I even took an SAT prep class, and I didn't realize at that time the like level of my dyslexia or like the test anxiety that I would have. And I would literally, someone told me once, oh, the SAT answers are basically based on just the average Joe. What would the average Joe say to an answer? And so then I started reading this with my actress brain going, well, a scientist would answer this way, but an average Joe would answer this way. But, you know, a beauty queen, she might answer this way. So I started answering the question in my mind, getting so anxious about which character they wanted to answer instead of just what's the correct answer.
No, there would be all these thoughts in my head.
It was too hard. And then thank God Syracuse had an audition and I aced the audition. Thank God. That's because amazing. I could not. I definitely didn't get into a bunch of things because of my low scoring SATs.
Well, shout out to Pace University for all the scholarships. Thank you.
Shout out to SU for letting me be, you know, not the best test taker, but somebody who can cry on cue, bitch.
Can you really?
I can now. Yeah.
I've always wanted to. Yeah, I'm jealous.
You just got to breathe. I'll tell you, I'll demystify you. It's in the breath. And if you breathe like you're about to cry, it helps.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever
also
put onions on your eyes or something? Is that
no, because that like, yeah, but you could, but that like stings your eyes. Or I remember in Friends, like Joey was like pulling out pubic hair or something that like hurt or something. Maybe that was some other TV show, but like that, like for a long time too, it would be, I would think of like my poppy dying, which was so sad, but then I would be sad all day long. So then I just learned that it's just like a way you breathe, almost hyperventilating, just like very deep breathing. And I guess combo hyperventilating, being upset. And then I just believe that I'm in that situation and then I cry.
Good for you.
There you go, guys. There's some acting lessons. You don't need to go to college.
But I do think law school is a scam. And I think that college in general is pretty scammy.
Well, I have a good friend and Alan's a good friend, went through law school and he has so much debt to pay back. And he has a really wonderful job right now and they're doing great. But he's like, I'm still 10 plus years, like I'll be having to pay my law school. And I think it's just something that also law schools go like, yep, this is part of the system. It's part of like the I don't know, trials and tribulations of school. And it's like, does it have to be? Can you does it have to be that horrible? I don't know. We sort of accept it and it's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
It's a bummer. It's hard. And I think it also, this is a whole nother topic, but steers people away from law school. Somebody who like, I can't handle that experience, or I won't be able to like live those years in debt, or I don't have the money to even, I already have debt and I don't want to keep going. Like it'll deter a lot of people from that profession.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
So be careful out there.
Be careful.
All right. This next email is from Yvette. She says, have you watched Dirty John on Netflix and the podcast? I listened to it, met the woman last year at Crime Con in New Orleans, and then watched the Netflix show. John Meehan is the guy who scams people pretty much throughout his whole life and ultimately ends up scamming women and finally gets what he deserves, which leads to the podcast and show. He scammed elderly patients, women, service providers, and more throughout the story. Just thought you'd be interested and it'd be good to hear y'all discuss it. Love the podcast. I struggle with depression and this is one of the few things that keeps me laughing and gets me to smile when I listen.
Yay! Yay, depression. Yay. Sisters!
Woo-hoo! Sisters in sadness!
Woo-woo! I love you. You're also one of our new best friends. And you know, I haven't watched Dirty John yet, but hear about it on other podcasts. Everybody's watched it. Everybody's talked about it, and I'm behind.
It's so good. I would listen to the podcast series. Wondery had a podcast series called Dirty John, and it's just fascinating, really fascinating story. It's basically, you know, like Brooks and Vicky.
Yes.
It's that. It's like a guy who scams a lady.
All right, I like it.
It's basically the same thing.
Okay, I'll watch it. Okay.
But it's bad and there's a murder at the end. So,
okay. See, you guys, Caitlin, here's the thing. This is why we avoid it. Any murders, any killings, Caitlin can't take it. My emotional balance is very much on the edge here. If you add a murder or death, not gonna read it.
But don't you never get in the headspace where you're like, I'm so
gonna murder someone.
No, but I'm so depressed and bummed out that I need more darkness and I need to watch murder.
No, because if I am depressed and sad and I read more darkness, then I stay in that darkness for God knows how long. I am somebody who will not crawl out. So it's like I'm already sad. I'd much rather eat my feelings. I'd much rather deal with my eating food issues and eat my feelings than like go into this like sad, creepy place. Also, anytime I look out a window, I'm going to think somebody is looking in and going to get me. Like I'm like too paranoid. Like I learned that when I was like a child. Like I read the series called like the Babysitter something series. And it was all these like horror, like thriller books for kids. And it was about a babysitter constantly about to get murdered. I don't know why I read these books. I thought it like seemed like cool and sexy and like mature. It scared the shit out of me. And I like couldn't think of babysitting. Every time I babysat, I was like, someone's outside, they're gonna scrape on the window and I'm gonna die tonight. Like, so I just know, thank God, at this age, I can't go down those roads. I can't.
They're gonna kill me with their window scraping.
Yes. Oh, it's so crazy. I can't even think about it. Okay. I can't think about it. Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. All right. Yes, but thank you so much. And viewers, if you've heard about it or want to respond to Yvette.
I love Dirty John. Thank you, Yvette. I watched everything. I even watched most of the Bravo show, which I don't usually watch something that I have like heard a documentary or watched a documentary on. So like the Gypsy Rose story, I didn't watch the act, but even though I heard it's good, but I even watched the Bravo show on this and it was really good.
Ooh. Well, so I'm positive there's another listener who's heard about this and then you can call in and respond to Yvette because our listeners talk to each other. So I really like that.
Speaking of which.
Yes. Oh, we got a good old, our friend, John, Australian John here. I love him so much. He said, it was a thrill to hear you read my scam. We're reading your reply, John, because we love you. And he said, it might be worth saying, it is worth saying, John, anything is, that my bank account pounced on the anonymous ID theft. Yes, John, that is true. Is that not business as usual in the homeland of all this? Scam Searly, John.
Scam Searly.
Scam Searly. You know, he's the only one who signs that and we'll always love him for it.
I like that. Yes. He had the, this was in New York when he had a scam, a charge on his account for like $1.67 at a hotel.
Yeah, and he thought it was so bizarre. And I was telling him that that is what con artists do because they see if the charges go through and then they know that that's an active card that they can keep using.
Next time, John, I would like you to call in because I want to hear the sound of your voice.
John, you're from Australia. You automatically are better.
So just call in an Australian and talk to us.
Say Mel Gibson and tell us because it's going to sound like say Belle Gibson because it's going to sound like Mel Gibson. John, did you know about Mel Gibson? You know, we have a lot more questions for John.
John, what's up?
John, how are you?
How's it going?
How's it going? Okay, now we have a really fun voicemail that I'm excited to play because the person says this very sad stuff in a really fun way. I feel like, yes, we would be friends with her as well.
Hi, this message is for ScamWell. I just started listening to the ScamWell podcast and I love it so much. And I'm listening sort of out of order, but I'm binge listening. So I hope you guys are still listening to these phone messages. But I just heard the episode on Jonestown, which was fascinating. And I've heard so much about that story, but there are details in your podcast that I'd never heard before. And one of them was about how he was in the Pentecost and was this like preacher person. And I just wanted to share a scam from my personal life, that when I was very small, maybe 4 years old, my mom was actually married to a Pentecostal tent revival preacher. I don't know if y'all are familiar with tent revival stuff. I don't even know if it still happens anymore, but it was really popular in the 80s. And, you know, it happened in the Bible Belt, like in all the southern states, and it was, you know, these preachers and these like total crooks would go to these tiny towns and pop up like blue and yellow tents, you know, huge. It looked like the circus or something. And they would just build these basically pop-up churches. And so all the local people would drive, you know, miles and miles to come to the pop-up, you know, tent revival church. We lived in an RV at the time and would drive all around the Bible Belt so that my mom's crook husband although she believed it at the time. I don't think she realized he was a crook until later, but his name was Glenn A. Joy, which just sounds like a crook name. I'm sure he's in prison now. I've tried to Google him a couple of times because I remember him, and even as a kid, I remember thinking he seemed just a little too slick. But anyway, he was a total scammer. I don't know if y'all have seen the movie Leap of Faith with Steve Martin, but I'm sure that was his aspiration. It's a great movie. And it was really sad because he would take advantage of these poor Bible Belt people who just wanted to believe in something and maybe didn't have the kind of church they wanted at their disposal, so they would drive from all over to come to these big shows. And they would do all just the type of things, kind of like Jonestown, but even more so, where they'd lay hands on people. And I had these really vivid memories, even though I was little, of, you know, people would go up and repent, and all the preacher people would lay hands on them, and the people who were being saved or whatever would be convulsing, like they'd start shaking and fall on the floor. And like, I mean, it's pretty disturbing to see as a kid. These are probably some of my first memories, actually. But yeah, they convulse on the floor and turn red and just all these crazy reactions, and everyone was speaking in tongues and just really intense.
Okay, so she cut off, but then she emailed us because she's a badass and told us the rest of the story. She said that the scam was that it was total bullshit. Glenn A. Joy didn't have any qualifications as a clergy person or anything like that. And since it was donations-based worship, he would just put on a show and steal their money. My mom won't discuss that period of her life, so I don't know the details about it. Oh, if they had plants in the audience, or if these people just truly wanted to believe in something and got hoodwinked. But nevertheless, it was also sort of a perfect scam because we'd literally roll into town, take everybody's money, and then roll out.
Oh my God.
That is crazy. She goes on to say, later, Glenn A. Joy, which does sound insane, stole literally everything that belonged to my mom and then left her. Shocker. I'm sure he's in jail or dead, and good riddance. I wish I could say that this was the end of my mom's bizarre brush with religion, but later she belonged to a bricks and mortar Pentecostal church, and I was sent off to summer camp with these people who claimed they could teach me how to speak in tongues.
That's crazy.
But that's probably another story. Thanks for what you do. I love hearing about scams and grifters. Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy! What? Amy, what? Also, Amy, that is so nuts that that was your first childhood memory. That is a really disturbing, horrible thing. And also as a kid, kids know, like, of course you were like, this guy's off. Like, kids freaking know. My son will, like, a lady will come up to him and he's like, no, mom. And I'm like, you're right. That's a fucking weirdo. And we're moving.
That's.
Yes. This what? Lady literally. And then I'm going to get back to Glenn. She asked my son, do you want to come live with me? Do you want to come stay with me at my house? Because he's now brave and he wants to walk next to the stroller. And she was like, oh, you don't want to go with your mommy? Can you come with me? And Lou looked at me and I was like, no, Lou, you're not going anywhere. And then he started crying because he was just so uncomfortable. And then the whole day he like was really clingy to me because this weird lady, and I think she thought it was a joke, but I was also like, don't tell my kid you're going to steal
that's
him.
Scary.
Like, that's not funny. Anyway, that's a tangent, but I'm just saying, like, you were so right, Amy, to know that this was shady. And I think
kids always
know.
And also, this whole thing sounds like a circus.
Yeah.
That's like a tent thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like inspired by, because we don't know what Glenn Joy's life was.
Yeah. And like they roll in, set up a tent, take everybody's money and leave. That's a circus.
There's got to be popcorn. There's probably, and people are speaking in all kinds of languages. Yeah, there's always a bearded lady in these tents. People are speaking in tongues. I mean, it sounds insane. And also, though, I totally see myself as somebody like your mom who's like, but you know what? He loves me. That's the thing. That's the thing. I would be with the ringleader, too. Like, there's something about being a part of a mission and being part of a team and going in and educating and elevating a town and being like, we're going to help you and save you. And if you don't have plans, and if you do see people turning in tongues, then that's also constantly like reaffirming your belief. So I'm
low-key obsessed with speaking in tongues and people.
You are.
I'm so obsessed with it.
But also, you had a religious upbringing, right?
Yeah, I did. But we didn't speak in tongues, but I just think it's very strange.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah. Also, I think I'd be somebody, if they're like speaking tongues, I'd be like, sure, why not?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, sure. I just feel like I'm very easily excited and I could just join any one of those groups. Put me in a tent, give me the ringleader, and I am so happy. I am flattered and just pleased. Please just punch.
Well, listen, I agree. It's a miracle that I never joined a cult, or that I haven't yet. You know?
It's a miracle every day.
You know?
We're just alcoholics.
There's still time. Wait, just alcohol. That's all I got.
That's it.
What's up, people of the world? It's your boy, Sue Smith. Sue Smith. Modern Fertility is back, and they're great. Modern Fertility is the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. You just mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. And it's super easy. When you go to the doctor, these tests can cost like up to $1,000. But the Modern Fertility test is only $159. And my listeners can use the code SCAM and get $20 off. How you like that? So just go to modernfertility.com/scam. And if you're wondering, so it's like I took this test, they sent me a kit. I had to wait until the third day of my period and then test my blood. You just prick your finger and put it on a little card and then send it in. And they do all these things. They send you all this data about your test. They test 8 different hormones, which is really cool. And they test like a lot of fertility hormones. They test some regular hormones like your thyroid. They test your AMH, which is like, I don't know. And then they test your ovarian reserve. I don't really know what it means, but they do explain it all. And it's very fascinating. So if you like lots of data, it's really cool. If you like to know what every single hormone is in your drops of bloods, it's really cool. As we know, my cat stepped in mine and my test didn't even get contaminated. It still worked just fine. They also say like when I can expect fertility or when I can expect menopause. They said 51 and boy, I can't wait. I've been waiting for menopause since the day I turned 13 and had my first period at a chili cook-off, folks. But anyway, enough about me. They give you 14 reports and then you make a plan for your fertility and how to use it and what to do and how to conceive. So, like I said, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/scam. That means it'll cost you $139 instead of the hundreds or even thousands it could cost at a doc. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/scam. That's modernfertility.com/scam.
Get your fertility tested.
All right, we have an email from a therapist.
Oh, big one. This was very exciting. This was one that then Sue texts me and goes, Caitlin, we got a therapist. It was right after our episode came out, right after our Trump episode. We were saying how emotional we were. We were really nervous about people's responses. And we had a call to action. We said, if you're a therapist, please tell us, like, what do we do? And literally, you guys, as soon as we released the episode, some lovely woman contacted us and it basically saved our lives. It did a big deal for us.
We were both so stressed out about releasing a political episode because mm-hmm. for some, I don't know, we just thought it would be too polarizing and people would troll us and dox us.
And people have in the past trolled us for it. So we're like, okay, are we doing this again? Yeah.
But we released it and this was the first response we got to the episode was from a therapist being like, you're cool. So that made me feel better.
This was so nice.
Okay. This is from Sarah. She says, hello, thanks for bringing so much scam knowledge to the public. I too love scams, and I also have strong worries about our political situation. I am a therapist, and I would like to say a few things in response to this episode. Here's what I have to say regarding how to deal. First, not one of us alone can take on these terrifying issues. When you hear some terrible news story and your response is sad, frightened, and helpless, we know that it is not your job to directly rescue civilization or fix the problem. Thank God. Second, participate in political activism in ways that feel good to you. If this means exercising your right to vote when the time comes, do it. If it means marching and protesting, know when and where those take place. If it means educating and keeping information up to date with your allies, keep those conversations flowing. Knowing what's meaningful to you and give yourself, know what's meaningful to you and give yourself permission to select the ones that you can take on. Third, limit how much media you consume. Scary things are coming at us all the time, everywhere. It's too much. Give yourself breaks. It's okay to get information in little chunks. Fourth, find the good. Look for the things that are happening that are positive. It's easy to have blinders on when everything seems terrible. I hope this helps. Keep the scams coming, ladies. Sarah. So I was at Disney. No, I wasn't at Disney. I was at Universal Studios when I got this, and I responded to her right away. And I said, Sarah, thank you so much for responding with those helpful tips. But like, how does political activism ever feel good in this political climate? It feels bad. Thanks again, Sue. And Sarah said, fair point. If no types of activism feel good, then are there any that feel manageable or make a difference to you, even if it only impacts a small number? Disclosure, I personally struggle with it too. It often feels like a chronic illness without any certainty of an end. Professionally, it's challenging trying to instill a sense of hope to those looking for support. I've been trying to limit how much time I spend consuming news stories and also try to pay special attention to anything positive I can find, even if it's small. Maybe that's irresponsible, but that's what I'm doing right now, as it's a long time to endure. I'll take it day by day.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's such a good idea. And I really love it when my therapist breaks the fourth wall and she's like, well, this is what I'm doing. And I'm like, please tell me.
It I worship so you. Much. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do. It's too much.
And I guess it doesn't feel good to engage. Well, I guess, yeah, that's how I responded. I was like, nothing feels good to engage. It all feels overwhelming. It all feels like too much. But my one friend is doing a project where she's making these like goofy campaign videos for Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And that's fun. Mm-hmm. And that would feel good to engage in.
Or like even to support or promote. I also, yeah, I don't know. I'm having a very tough time with it too. And I like go back and forth. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I engage by just like talking to Alan about it. I can really only talk to like one person about it. And then that's it. I can't, you know, and I'm when I feel, I don't even want to admit all this stuff. I just like, the problem is that whatever you do, it never feels like you're doing enough. Like, and the little bit that I do to keep myself sane so that I don't cry about it or I'm not crazy, like, I donate to specific things that I really care about. And
I think the media is too much, and I think it's become a reality TV show, and we just need to limit it all. Mm-hmm.
A limit's good.
But it's hard to know what to get involved in and what to take on and what.
But
not
I like
to,
that she so says, I'll take it day by day. Literally, we need to, like, have that stitch printed. We need that. We need that watercolor too.
In a watercolor.
Just take it day by day, guys. We'll deal with tomorrow tomorrow. Which is why I never make good dinner plans. Alan's like, what are we having for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. I can only take it hour by hour. He's like, well, it's dinner time.
Well, I'm hungry.
And I was like, well, I'm sorry. This is all I have right now.
That's so funny. Okay. This is a ironic email. What if I told you that you could lose 80 pounds in just 1 year and be taken off all your meds? You even get to eat 6 times a day. You don't even need to exercise. As a matter of fact, exercise is actually discouraged. But at what cost can you achieve all this? Well, for only $400 a month, you can supply yourself and yourself only with a whole almost monthly supply of bars and shakes that you eat 5 of a day. But where is the 6th meal mentioned? Well, that is a meal you cook yourself called a lean and green. But you actually have to spend a little bit more on that than the $400 and go to the store and get all the ingredients for that meal. Altogether, you have consumed a whopping 800 to 1,000 calories for the entire day after eating 5 packaged meals and your lean and green.
No.
Fruits are not allowed on this program either. Starving yourself is a great way to lose weight. You can even spend extra money by purchasing flavor powder packs to make your water more yummy. This plan is all backed up by science, and they are even affiliated with Villanova University.
Wow.
How can you start an awesome plan like this?
Well, contact a health coach, of course. They will be by your side the whole way, collecting a piece of your financial soul. They will even encourage you to become a health coach yourself after only 2 weeks of being on this amazing health and wellness program. No actual health background required, and it will only cost you $200 to start up and $99 a year to maintain your coach status. You can do all the work by being attached to your phone and Facebook 24/7. This is a great way to make money to help pay for food. Plus, you'll even be able to make enough to buy a new car, house, or boat.
Boat.
But make sure you're in the top 1% of business to actually make any money. 37% of people make no money at all. Not only will you see a transformation in your physical self, but you will see a transformation in your mental and financial health as well. You'll be surrounded by like-minded individuals who will hold your weak, shaky hand all the way to the bank. What is this super awesome plan called? PM me for all the details. Just kidding, don't. It's called Optavia, once called MetaFast.
Oh my God, so take funny.
Once called MetaFast. Note, I've never done this program, just known a lot of people who have.
And this person is remained anonymous. And I will tell you, my aunt lived off of MetaFast. And that was like, I have such a deep, horrible history with MetaFast. And she was always starving herself. And she'd be like having these frozen shakes. And she'd always be telling me about them. She never became a coach. But she swore by them because she would lose all of this weight because she was starving herself, because that's what happens. So creepy. And I'm glad to know this is the new name of it, because if I ever see MetaFast, it just reminds me of a real tough time.
Oh, my God. And then she sent a bunch of links. And one of them is a video of a review from an actual dietitian, which is like so bad. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say I'm not a doctor or a dietitian, but I think if you're eating under 1,000 calories a day,
not great.
Just starvation?
Yeah, I don't think it's great for you. I don't really know, but I know I can't do it. I can't live off that. Mm-mm. And I don't think it's something to be happy about.
But it's like if you're paying for a plan that's only going to give you, that's going to help you eat less than 1,000 calories a day, then just don't eat.
Yeah.
Just don't pay for
anything. I think that was the plan I did when I was in that not MetaFast, but like basically
the infomercial.
Basically, the infomercial was like a starvation thing because they would send you meals. And looking back at it now, we weren't eating anything. So all that makes sense. I get it, guys. This is crazy. Thank you for that.
Just save your money and starve yourself. Duh.
Thank you for that fun email. And you're lovely. And this person wanted to be anonymous. And we get it. It's so creepy. We wish you the best. And we wish you all the health and none of the MetaFast, OptiFast, fasting. Optavia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was interesting. Hello. I spent the last several weeks listening to as many of your podcasts as I can. Wonderful, aww, beautiful. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Oh,
thank you. I just thought I would share my personal experience in this area to offer the perspective of employees. Here's what's up with Savage X Fenty.
So this that's Rihanna's lingerie line.
Yeah. This is the lingerie line of Rihanna's beauty brand. Okay. They offer affordable quality undergarments, but here's the catch. They have a, quote, free membership program, which gives access to free shipping, discounts, and member-only lingerie sets. I'm here for a bargain, so of course I signed up right away. Girl, I know.
We're here for a bargain.
Yes, we're here for a bargain. However, this membership charges your credit card $49.99 every single month. You can skip a month, I guess that means, and not get a lingerie, but you only have between the 1st and the 6th to skip that month. Customer service will not go back and cancel the payment if you miss the deadline. This $49.99 store credit can only be spent on certain items on the website. I'm not trying to spend $49.99 on anything unless I really like it, and I'm not going to spend more than I have to. This scam has gotten me multiple times, and I bet it's one of the brand's biggest moneymaker. Customers sign up for the free membership to save money, forget to skip the month, and or not like the options available that month, but keep the membership so that they can save money when they want to do it to spend their store credit. Pretty sure this scam will eventually be illegal. So far, I've been charged $100 that I did not want. Small businesses often scam their employees. In my opinion, a job is a job. Employees should only have to extend the emotional and time commitment that they are being paid for. Small business owners play up the idea. Okay, this is also her opinion, not our opinion, but I know,
and this is
happened.
Different from Rihanna. This is just
yeah. This
her opinion
is separately. This is her opinion. Yeah. For some small businesses, the owner will play up the idea of being a quote family to justify unpaid work, low wages, and asking employees to take on inappropriate responsibilities. They tell their employees how little money they are making off the business, as if that is the responsibility of the employees. Customers who come in feel good about their purchase and support a small business while the employees work at or below poverty level. Meanwhile, corporations often have better employee rights, protection, benefits, job mobility. This has been my experience with Scam so far. Thank you for helping us avoid more. Keep up the good work, Elise. Elise, thank you. That happened to me once. I did work for this like small catering company and they made me feel so responsible for their failing business. I don't think it's every small business at all. And I don't think it's like every mom and pop store is like this, but I think that is something that some business uses manipulation. But I also think some big corporations use it too. And they say that like, all these employers that want to say we're a family. It's just sometimes
they're not your family.
No, they are your employer. And sometimes it's used for great and people will help you with like, if you have a sudden loss or anything like that, that's really nice. But as soon as then they start to expect things for you, for your free time, for more emotional things that you don't have and aren't required in the job, they are taking advantage of you.
Yeah, our friends Web Crawlers have a good episode on this topic. And it's called, they call it corporate cults. So like how corporations and like places you work use the tactics of cults to like control you. So yeah. I would recommend that. I really liked it. They talk about a bunch of different ones. They talk about this restaurant here in LA, Cafe Gratitude, and a few others. Yeah. But for this Rihanna one, Rihanna, I am disappointed, Fenty.
It's almost like an Amazon Prime that isn't once a year. Like I would understand if it was $50 for once, but every single month.
I keep getting served these ads on Instagram and Facebook for this lingerie, and it's always like two for $29.99. I'm like, how is that so cheap? But this is why. It's a subscription service that they screw you on.
And you're right. You're totally right. They're making all their money from the people that don't know to cancel. And also to only be able to cancel it from day one, the first to the sixth of the month, that's gotta not be fair. Like crazy. There should be something. I think you have 30 days for most things to cancel. I don't know. I'm glad, but maybe you should fight that $100. Like, I think you should fight it and threaten to report them. I don't know. I don't want to tell anybody to threaten anybody, but I've had to do that before. I did not approve these like automatic, I think it was Expedia, something crazy when I was really young. It was these automatic payments they were taking from my credit card. I called them. I spoke to manager above manager above manager above manager. And I said, I didn't approve these charges. And I got back a bunch of money. So I'd say fight for it.
Yeah,
and thank you for letting us know.
Thank you. You want to read these Instagram comments?
Yes. Okay, so this is Mick Kimmy. She responded on Instagram. We were talking about the Louis Vuitton, the fake purses. She said, I remember going to the Orange County swap meet and having to give the vendors the nod, and they would take you behind the booth for the good stuff. That's where, allegedly, I got my all horribly made Chanel and Louis Vuittons.
Louis Vuitton, that's good.
That's so funny. And then this one is so funny from Claire Rose. She said, this is based on our Belle Gibson episode. She said, a scrum master is a type of project manager for software development. They don't scrub anything.
I know. We were like, scrum? What a weird word. What is that? But it's
I thought it software. Was like those people. Yeah. So Belle's boyfriend, who's like fronting all of her stuff, is titled a scrum master. And I thought it was like one of those, what's that? That Canadian Olympic sport where they have brooms and they go back and forth.
I know what you mean.
The squishy squashy thing. I thought that's what it was.
What is that? My cousin does that.
I know. Someone, I know you guys listening, you're like, Kaylin, it's obviously the Swisher Sweepers.
Curling? It's called curling.
Curling. Yeah. I thought a scrum master was also a curler, but it's not. Okay. Thank you for telling us, Claire.
Thank you. All right. This one is from Laura, our newest Patreon subscriber. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
And she says, hello, ladies of ScamWow podcast. I found your podcast in an anti-MLM rage fest looking for more scammy content to consume. Probably the anti-MLM Reddit when we did Reddit Q&A. Infotainment content is my favorite content, and I absolutely love your pod.
Well, thank we hope you. We info you enough because
we can info and
we're loose infoers.
Like Sue, I reached peak murder a couple years ago and just can't do it anymore. I have depression and also had a friend murdered in a domestic violence incident on July 4th, 2018.
I'm so sorry.
4th of July and true crime are just fucking ruined forever right now.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thankfully, there's plenty of scammy content to focus on instead. Side note, thank you for both being open about your mental health and substance issues. We need to talk about it and normalize it, and I really appreciate your openness and honesty. Also, you're both wonderful and beautiful, and your voices are great. Is this a perfect email? Yes, LOL.
Yes.
Perfect email! Ding, ding, ding!
Also, it's a perfect email because you know now from hearing us what we need in a perfect email. Like, this is like, again, you guys are our friends in this.
She knows.
Is very loving. This is wonderful.
Anyway, I finally made it through the backlog. All of our episodes. That was so nice. I was waiting to get through it before emailing you the scams I have experienced.
Yes, girl.
There are a few. So here we go. One, someone spoof called me using the Comcast phone number to get my credit card info. Not only did I not realize it was a scam at the time, but he asked if he could be my boyfriend.
That's so funny.
You will find a transcript of what I submitted to my local police department when I filed a police report attached. The officers in the lobby receiving this document made me feel like a big dummy. But a few days later, a detective called and told me I did the right thing and not to be embarrassed about it. And this is why I do not pick up the phone unless I'm expecting a call and know the number. And then she did attach a
transcript.
She went to the police, and good for her.
Good for her. Who cares if the police, you know, they make you feel bad? They don't know what they're talking about. And also, yeah, a detective is going to tell you he's working on this case. He knows you did the right thing. And also, what is this creepy ass person must have also fallen in love with you?
Well, if someone wants to be your boyfriend, honestly, I'm going to buy what they're selling. Just like the tent revival.
Someone asks you to be his boyfriend, I'll give him my credit card. It's very flattering. Okay. Again, you see how we folded an email. Like, really, it's not that hard for us. But yeah, you're so smart to not do that anymore. And don't be embarrassed. This is great. And also, this is a place to share that information because we love you. And we love a police report.
We do. So here's the second one. She says, in the past, I have done some weird freelance projects through Upwork, data mining, research tasks, etc. It was something I could do in my free time to make a little extra cash. I data mined contact info for top execs at the top MLMs in the US for one project. This is how my obsession with the horribleness of MLMs truly started, I think.
Great.
I also sent handwritten letters for a real estate person. Wait. So I think that means she like went on the internet and tried to find and mined people's contact info
for an MLM.
Yeah, to target these people. Oh, that's so shady.
Yeah.
She said, I also sent handwritten letters for a real estate person in Utah for $1 a letter. Handwriting projects, mail-related projects are my favorite because I love mail and letters. Me too,
yeah,
to
I know,
be honest.
That's so sweet. You can mail us if you want. We're friends.
We should get a P.O. box for mail.
Yeah, we need a
P.O.
Oh
my God, cool.
Okay, guys. Yeah. We're getting it.
The weirdest one was I got paid to click on someone's website over and over with a different IP address. If you put your phone in airplane mode and then turn it off, you get a new IP address each time.
Ooh.
Obviously, good hot tip, hot scammy
hot tip.
Obviously, I wanted to know why he needed this done, so I Googled him. And for my research, he is a medical provider in NYC and had gotten into some legal trouble, and it was well publicized. So I think he was paying me to click on his website over and over again to manually optimize his medical practice website as the first thing that shows up when you Google him.
Yes.
Yep, that makes sense. Instead of the bad press.
Mm-hmm.
IDK, so you might have a better idea. He liked my efficiency, so he hired me again to do a bunch of research on how to file a trademark, which was actually kind of interesting. I otherwise would have no clue about how this process works. The internet told me he was a scummy dude, but honestly, I have had much worse bosses.
I like you.
So funny.
This is funny.
All of these were legit logged hours through Upwork, and I got paid through Upwork.
Oh, good.
The number one rule of Upwork is that you shouldn't take anything off the platform for your own safety and security. Oh, they can't track it or help you if it's off the platform. So she means like emailing people directly and stuff.
Yeah, so you could work for an MLM and a scammy guy, but Upwork's helping you, so you're kind of safe, I guess.
So stay on Upwork and don't do it through your personal account. I got an interview request for a virtual assistant job, and they wanted to do the interview on Google Hangouts instead of through Upwork.
Yeah.
Immediately, I knew it was a scam, but I wanted to see what they were trying to pull. So I went through the motions of their scam. They sent me a check for a large sum of money. They wanted me to buy a laptop and other supplies for my new virtual assistant job, but the check was for more than what those things would cost. And they wanted me to send them back the difference. I knew about this check for too much money scam already. So I kept the check, did not cash it, and then ghosted them. I attached what they sent me. Just kidding. I moved and can't find it. That's why I waited to send the email. That's funny. She really went through it to be a scam spondent and get to the bottom of the scam.
She was waiting to... I love that. Now, wait. So I guess... Yeah, you don't cash it, or would you? I don't really understand. So I don't know.
I feel like it's one of these checks that is going to bounce after you buy all the stuff or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a don't let people front you money for things.
Great. She's great. She's smart.
If you don't know them. Okay. There's a small, number three, there's a small events company in our area running scammy events, just taking people's money and doing the absolute bare minimum to not get in trouble. Hot air balloon fest that never launches balloons, taco festival with like two taco trucks and then just a few other random trucks, etc. I have a friend who is more involved with this one. I can do more research and get back to you if you're interested.
Yes.
How are you going to have a hot air balloon fest and not launch any balloons? What the fuck?
Taco truck festival with some other trucks. I love it. Yes, we are interested. Okay.
We are. Also, I know you're both aware of the anti-MLM subreddit, but if you want to do a deep dive on the ongoing fucked up shit with all the LuLaRoe stuff, you should follow Defective Detectives subreddit.
Okay,
ooh,
guys.
Hot tip.
Defective Detectives. You heard it here.
Yes. They started a Facebook group of former consultants or customers who got fucked over. It eventually got zucked by LuLaRoe huns. So like flagged and taken down. Yeah. And they moved themselves onto Reddit. During the My Dyer lawsuit, there was a period of time when I was very into all this tea and drama. One of the members paid for access to all the court documents and shared it with their group. Good shit.
Wow, good for her.
I love the LuLaRoe drama. Yes. It's so good. The TLDR of this email is that I spend way too much time on the internet. Speaking of which, I love that Mackenzie has introduced you to the magical wormhole that is YouTube. Shout out to Mackenzie.
Mackenzie Thomas, we talk about her all the time.
All the time. I've been watching YouTube regularly since the OG days of Jenna Marbles, Shane Dawson, Philip DeFranco, etc. I don't know who that is.
No.
My boyfriend and I don't have cable. We just watch YouTube series. Our latest obsession is watching people explore abandoned buildings.
Ooh.
Channels, The Proper People, Bright Sun Films. Great.
Yeah.
We're weird nerds. We know. It's fine. I love your YouTube episodes. love you, ladies. I also just became a Patreon and you're my first Patreon subscription.
Oh, that's so nice.
Cheers, Laura. P.S. We got more.
We got
P.S.
more.
Caitlin, on the subject of paying for things with gift cards, do you know about Raise? It's a discount gift card marketplace. I found their app is the most useful, user-friendly among the discount gift card corner of the internet. Rakuten also gives you 1% cash back on Raise transaction. I use Rakuten and Raise on the reg to get things for just a little cheaper. It all adds up though. Is this above board? Yeah. Do I feel a little skimmy? Yeah. Do I feel bad about it? Nope. Feels good sticking it to capitalism in the little ways I can.
Yes. So she's like couponing basically, Laura. Thank you for telling me.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm going to look into this. I know I'll get scammed by something accidentally, but that is cool.
This is very nice. Thank you, Laura.
Laura, this was so funny.
I started an Upwork account because I was like, maybe I'll do that.
You're and starting a what?
An Upwork account. So this thing that she was talking about, it's like you can do like little jobs for a little bit of money. But then I always get excited about these things and then I never get work from them. So it's annoying.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work to like go through all that. That's interesting though. But it's working for her. I think that's so neat about if you put your phone on airplane mode and then turn it off, you get a new IP address each time.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
That I didn't know that. And that's a hot tip for scam-related activities.
Yeah. That's so funny. Anyway, I'm fully addicted and I love talking about Mackenzie Thomas. She is like our version of a Caroline Calloway that gets into every episode.
All roads lead back to Mackenzie Thomas,
who also led us back to Caroline Calloway. So it's really lovely. I'll just say, guys, we have some great Instagram messages. Someone alerted us to look into cars for kids, which, you know, that really annoying commercial with those sweet kids playing fake acoustic instruments.
800 cars for kids.
K-A-R-S, cars for kids. Yeah, so we're going to look into that.
We're going to look into that. And then someone, we've got a lot of requests to do a GMO episode and an organic food episode. Mm-hmm. So we got to do some research on that. And then someone mentioned
Water.
What?
Did you see the one for raw water?
Yes, that's funny.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned raw water, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm. We're going to look into that.
Like water being sold as like, now special. You can drink raw water.
That's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
Also, we had somebody respond to us that said it was really funny to hear your incorrect pronunciation of our Aussie cities. Well, that's what's going to happen.
You're welcome.
We're glad we can make you laugh because we don't know any of it.
Also, someone pointed out an artist put a heroin spoon outside, like yes. a big heroin spoon sculpture outside of Purdue Pharmaceuticals, which I think is hilarious. They got arrested.
Right.
But good, because smart. Fuck Purdue.
Guys, we love it. We love your calls. We love your messages. You know, we're obsessed and we love you guys. And this is mm-hmm. what we... This is how we make it through.
It's great. We love this community.
Also, follow Sue on Instagram because she's really funny. She has, and she's just posted on in a beautiful tie-dye t-shirt, Epstein didn't kill himself.
I got the best t-shirt today. I ordered it online. It is a tie-dye t-shirt with a Care Bear on it that says Epstein didn't kill himself. Oh. I mean, can you think of a better t-shirt?
It's so good. She's on Sue Smith on Instagram. She's amazing.
Well, and also you should follow Kaylin on Instagram because sometimes you just might get a little sneak peek of Lewis.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sometimes.
And she is Katie Brodnick on Instagram.
Yes.
She's very good. And she and Katie, I don't know if you know this about her, but she loves to fuck a shrub. She loves to fuck a shrub.
I love shrubbery.
There's a
lot of shrub porn. I love gardens. I think everyone should be fucking gardens. They're beautiful. They should be mm-hmm. sexualized.
Yeah, I mean, that's my sexual identity, I think.
Yeah, I love garden. Yeah. I'm a garden fucker. Guys, thank you so much.
She's a garden fucker. That's my girl.
What can I say? Give me a t-shirt. Also, Alan wears the daddy fucks t-shirt all the time, and we keep laughing because he's going to accidentally wear it to, like, our pediatrician appointment.
Preschool. Like,
we have a Tee Public shop, guys, that has, like, all of our t-shirts, and daddy fucks is our favorite one.
Yeah. If you go to scamwowpodcast.com, you can find links to our Patreon, our Tee Public, all that good stuff.
Yes. And then, as you know, we love these phone calls, so you can always call us at 347-509-9414. That number's also on our Instagram if you, you know, don't want to write it down right now. If you're, like, traveling, you're on the move, you're doing things, you're listening to podcasts, you can't write down numbers.
You're a gal on the move.
Yeah.
And you can always email us at scamwowpodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing your voice, and we love getting your emails. And thank you so much.
Yes. And we love you guys.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan.
Snipes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.